produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Now tuned into the CEO Mindset with your amazing host, Nicole Gates, with trending topics to empower, encourage, and equip the female business leader.
It is CEO Saturday, and I'm super excited to be in the studio today with this wonderful young lady. She is poetic. She is a force to be reckoned with, taking the arts and entertainment world by storm. Today I am joined by Miss Renika Johnson, also known as Poetic Flow. Hey, girl.
Hey. That was a great
How
intro.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. So I want to just kind of dive in. The CEO Mindset, of course, is a show just totally geared towards women who are in business and totally rocking this thing. And I'm super excited to have you on the show today and talking about Serenity ENT or Serenity Entertainment. So tell us a little bit about you and your business and how you got started and how you kind of became a CEO.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here. And just basically, Renika Johnson, Poetic Flow, they're kind of two different people. Renika Johnson is a small-town girl from Mississippi. I grew up a tight-knit community. I come from an artistic family, if you will. My grandmother was a poet. My aunt's a poet. I have musicians in my family, so art has always been a part of me. I grew up performing in plays and theater and doing poetry shows and stuff. So that poetry was just kind of given to me. It wasn't anything that I chose. It chose me. And so that's how I started doing poetry, and I came up with the name Poetic Flow because the F in Renika F. Johnson is Flownet, and that's where the flow came from. That's actually a part of my name. And so I'm in Atlanta, and I was doing poetry there, and then I hadn't done it in a while, and I hadn't done it in an adult setting. I was doing it when I was younger, and the first time I did it there, I remember the reaction that I got, and the people, they were so entertained by it. So I was like, okay, so maybe I should take this seriously now that I'm an adult. Moved to Memphis about a year later, started doing a couple of shows, and it just kind of took off really fast. So I never thought that it would come to this. So and so that is how I, when I realized that I did have a voice and I did, then people came to see me and they were entertained by me, I said, this is something that I can make a business out of. And so that's when Serenity ENT came about. And that's when I wanted to start putting on shows and presenting and bringing the entertainment factor back into the art. So we're here.
I absolutely love that. You know, it's really good. It's refreshing to kind of see that. You know, the arts are, at one point in time, I think a lot of people thought the arts was a dying form. You know, we weren't seeing it as much. Funding and schools were cut for that. And so it's really refreshing to see somebody actually take this and take it on in the fashion that you have. I know you've done quite a few shows. And it's so funny because I remember the very first time I heard you speak, and I was like, whoa, I wasn't prepared. I was just like, wow, this young lady right here is some serious. And it was so deep and it was so thought-provoking. And I was like, okay, I need to kind of follow and see where she's going, you know, where she's going, what she's doing with this. And then when I started seeing all the shows and all the different things and you really supporting others in the art, and I think nobody does it better than you. You have really embraced those in the Memphis area and surrounding areas that are in the arts and really giving them a platform to shine as well. So it's not all about you, but you're actually helping others, you know,
thank
do their little glow up. So I love it. Yes, absolutely. You should be commended for that. What challenges have come about? What challenges have you had in business?
Ooh, the challenges. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay. Well, I think you always face challenges when you try to do what no one else has done. You try to go where no one has gone. There has been a lot of criticism with the poetry style and the way that we do it and the way that we do shows. And so I think one of my biggest challenges is being able to not respond to the criticism and things like that. And also being able to give every artist what I feel like they deserve. That has been a big challenge because I definitely don't want to utilize the artist and not be able to give them something back. So when funding is very kind of null and void, basically everything that I do, I pretty much fund it out of my own pocket. So, you know, we don't have a lot of sponsors. We don't have a lot of people that just give to the cause. But we do have a lot of people that support, and everything that they support, I give back to the scene and I give back to the artist. So that's also, it's a challenge for me because sometimes I'm running on empty trying to take care of everybody else.
Wow, that's something. And, you know, I respect what you just said because I think a lot of times when we get a lot of criticism, you know, we want to clap back. We want to just be able to respond. But I think being professional women and understanding our role as CEOs, we can't, you know, so we do. We hold it inside. Yeah. And so I do understand where you're coming from. I did an interview with a young lady a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about the fact that, you know, we pour out into so many other people as CEOs. Who pours back to us, you know? So it's imperative for us to have people around us that can actually pour back into us. So, yeah, I totally get that. So what about success? What successes have you had as a CEO with Serenity Entertainment?
Okay. Well, I can say that all of our shows that we have put on have been successful. We have had a great deal of people come out. We have had all of our seats sold. our shows have been standing room only for the most part. But I think that my greatest accomplishment was Black Chick Monologues. And the reason I say this is because of the lives that it changed. Not only did it change the lives of the people who were a part of the show, but I had so many women who contacted me afterwards and said that this show changed my life. This show, because Black Chick Monologue is a monologue, kind of like a play where we touch base on mental issues in black women. And because black women are often criticized for how they act, what they do, but we wanted to give a reason for it. We wanted to give the reason for why she's a hood chick or why she's a promiscuous chick or whatever, you know, whatever stigma society puts on us. So when we did the show, we weren't expecting it to do what it did, but it did. And it motivated black women to go and get counseling, to seek out therapists. They called and they asked for like referrals. They wanted to deal with these issues, and what they told us is that they've never had anyone give it to them like that. They were like, okay, I was walking around like this, but I didn't know why. But you gave me a reason, so now I understand it. So I think it brought about more understanding than anything outside of it being a sold out show, outside of it being on tour right now. That is something that I'm most proud of.
That's awesome. That's that is amazing. So these women, after attending the show, actually got some clarity, saw where they needed help in their own personal lives. That is monumental. That is amazing. Yes, I love it. I love that. And I hate I missed that one, so you got to do it again so I can be able to attend. Because I know
definitely,
I'm often traveling.
And,
yeah. So
we're definitely going to do it again because they want it back already. So we're definitely going to do it again. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got to. You got to. Especially if you got those kind of results. Definitely do it again.
Yes.
I would definitely suggest that. So what advice would you give to a CEO in the making? This is a young lady that may be thinking about starting a business, maybe already in business. What advice would you give to her about business?
It's a couple of things I would say. One, do you. Be you authentically. Be yourself. Stay in your lane. Do what you're good at, and just manifest on that. don't compare yourself to others. Don't think that, okay, because they're here, I should be here. Don't expect results until you put the work out there, because entitlement comes with results. Get the results first. And I think sometimes we jump out there and we see somebody else doing something, we expect to get it just like that. And when we don't, you know, we get discouraged and we lose sight of why we were really doing it anyway. If the vision is there, if the gift is in you, if it's in you, it will manifest and you will get to where you need to be, but you need to stay on course and you need to be you doing it. You know, you can only be the best version of yourself. You can't be anybody else. And if you have an idea, do it. You don't need approval from everybody. You don't need to go around and ask 20 people, is this a good idea? Should I do this? No. If it's in you, it's there for a reason. So just go for it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, if it's an idea that you have, the only way you'll know if it really is going to work or if it was a good idea is to try. And even if it fails, you learn something from it, right?
So. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Get out there and go. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. I'm a big cheerleader. So what about a business motto or mantra? Do you have something that is like your personal affirmation for you as a CEO?
Absolutely. This is for Serenity ENT. It's we take care of our artists. Our artists take care of our guests, and our guests take care of us. And that just means...
Okay.
Make your artists happy. Give them what they need to be successful. They'll go out there and put on a good show. If they put out a good show, the guests are going to come back, and they're going to pour into Serenity NT, and it'll be a cycle because we can pour back into you. We have to keep that cycle going. And that's pretty
that's
much
good.
It.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, earlier we were talking about us pouring out, we pour out a lot of CEOs into, you know, whatever the craft is that we're doing. But who pours back into us? So who is your success circle? Who are the people that are around you, that are pouring into you, that are cheering you on and making sure that you're a success in your own right?
Well, definitely my partner is Serenity NT, which is my fiance, Brent. He's like, number one fan, you know, whatever you want to do, go for it. He's right there, whatever we need as far as when our shows are geared towards women or if they're geared towards men, it's still that same effort and 100%. So that's definitely one of them. One of my best friends, her name is Keisha Beerbro. She is definitely like, if I told her I wanted to be an astronaut, she'd say, let's do it, you know. No matter how many times I've gone to her with something, she's been my number one supporter. She will work my door for me. She will promote. She shares my stuff more than anybody. She will go out there and sell tickets to people we don't even know. So she definitely pours into me. She definitely, when I'm frustrated or when I get, like, where it's too much, she'll tell me, you need to sit down. Like, you come back to this. Calm down, you know. It's going to all work out. She's definitely the voice of reason and the calm before the storm. So I definitely say those two people. My kids, my daughter, Katie, she's 14 years old, but she is more profound than a lot of adults. So she definitely gives me a lot of insight and feedback. So I listen to her, And just inspiration from the people that I've lost. Like, I still quote things that my grandmother and my mother have said to me over the years. And so sometimes when I get in those places where I am, you know, it's overwhelming, I just remember what they told me, and that's motivation. And also, you know, you have been a great motivator because, you know, when you have a level of, I guess, local stardom, people kind of let you do and say whatever you want, you know? And I respect those people that will come to me and tell me, you know, no, don't say that. That's no, you shouldn't be focused on it. I respect people who tell me the truth even when I may be wrong. And so, you know, I really some of the things that you have said to me have really spoken to me, and I've taken them to heart, and I've actually tried to make changes. So, yeah, that sums it up.
Well, you know what? That is so funny you said that, and thank you for that. But, you know, I just try to be that person. You know, I see things from a different – I watch you blossom. I'm like a little butterfly, you know. So I've watched you go through a transformation, so to speak, and, you know, it's hard. It is hard when you are starting over and really trying to make amends and make things right and be professional, running a business. You're branding your business. It's so many things that go into that. And sometimes we do get into self. You know, I found, oh, my gosh. You know, I found myself actually in that same space at some point in time. But what I've learned to do when you're a businesswoman, you have to take a whole different stance. You got to let some stuff roll off your back. You know what I mean? So it's tough. It is tough. And that is one of the reasons why I do this show, is to just kind of support to other CEOs, so to speak, you know, because it is tough being a female in business, trying to run your business, trying to brand your business, and really make waves, you know, and make some things happen. It can be tough. It can be tough. And I think it's our job as fellow CEOs is to build and lift each other up. So, absolutely, I'll always be there for you in that respect. Always, always, always. So what,
well, you definitely do a good job.
Well,
plans. Okay,
try.
I'm sorry.
I do try. I try to be the biggest cheerleader that I can for any woman that I know that is in business, because it is tough. And I've been in business for many, many years, and it's tough. I mean, when you're dealing with people, that's tough. You know, that's just a whole different dynamic altogether when you deal with people. You know, so I understand. Totally, totally, totally. So what plans do you have to grow Serenity Entertainment in the future?
Well, we definitely want to get our name out there on mainstream, some radio, some TV shows. We definitely want to build relationships and collaborations with people that can help us get to the next level, and we help them as well. We want to Serenity ENT. When you see Serenity ENT, we want it to be like a show that you have to go to. Like, okay, Serenity ENT having a show, we have to get these tickets right now. So we definitely want to keep putting out good work so that we can get to that point where art is not dying, where art is not your alternative, where it's your main destination. Okay, I'm getting ready because we're going out to see some poetry tonight. So we definitely want to continue to do good business. We want to continue to make our guests happy. We want to continue doing corporate social responsibility projects, like giving back to the community. We want to be able to, if we see a new artist that's hungry and is ready to put the work in, we want to be able to give them a platform, and not just a platform for them to just stay in one spot, but a platform for them to grow and get away from us and do their own thing. We want to create leaders. And just at the end of the day, do something that's original, authentic, and creative.
Awesome. You had that down pat.
Yes.
Hey, it lets me know that you have definitely been thinking about the future and where you want it to go, and that's awesome. what I would like for you to do is tell our listeners, because we have listeners all across the country, all across the United States, tell them how they can connect with you on social media. So share all of your social media handles, and then tell us how can we support you? Because I heard you mention sponsors, you're doing a lot of this out of pocket, and that's what happens. A lot of times we as businesswomen, when we're starting up, we're bootstrapping. So we're paying most of the stuff out of pocket. We don't have sponsors. We don't have that cash flow yet. But there may be somebody out there that is listening to this broadcast and saying, hey, you know what? I would love to support it because I totally support the arts. So tell us how we can make that happen. Share your social media handles.
Okay. Well, my social media is FloJo. That's for Facebook. It's FLO and then JO. That's my Facebook page. That's where you can find me. I have a Poetic Flow artist page also on Facebook, and it's Poetic Flow, P-O-E-T-I-C, and then FLO. And then my Instagram is my hashtag, and it's What That Flow Do. @WhatThatFlowDo. It's all one word. And the best way that you can support us is by connecting with us, staying up to date on our current events, sharing a flyer if you see it on Facebook, coming out to a show. We have tickets that go on sale all the time. We're trying to get to the point where we can secure sponsorships, but we're not all the way there yet. But we are always accepting donations, and anything that you give goes back into the arts, goes back into the people, goes back into the community. So, and yes, those are my handles, and that's how you can support. And thank you so much if you choose to do so.
We appreciate that. And so I know not only are you supporting the arts, I know your daughter is going to be in a play really soon. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. My daughter, Kirsten, she's going to be, she's actually co-director and starring in The Lion King, and that's going to be at Ridgeway Middle School, and it's going to be May 1st at 6:30. The tickets are $5. They are accepting donations. They need a lot of money to put this production on, and it's in 2 weeks, and they're not quite there yet. So anything that you could do to help, if it's just buying a ticket and showing up, it will be greatly appreciated because we definitely need to keep our kids doing something positive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any plans in the future to actually work with the youth in arts? Or are you already doing anything with the youth in the arts and entertainment world?
Yes, I actually started out working with the youth in the arts. I actually used to be a counselor, actually. And so at the alternative school that I was working at, I was trying to get an art program started there because I had some people that liked to sing and do poetry. But the school didn't really back that up. And I've also written to the superintendent of my hometown to get some poetry there because where I'm from, poetry is completely dead. Art is completely dead. So definitely that's something that I have been working on. I've done some volunteering for some nonprofit organizations maybe once or twice, but actually trying to build something that is recurring, I'm still working on that. But I definitely want to do that because kids, I'm very passionate about them as well. So
that's awesome. Now, wouldn't that be something for you to start an art program where you're from? That would be absolutely amazing.
That is something I've
so
definitely been wanting.
The arts are just fading, and they shouldn't be.
No, because they honestly imitate life. And yeah, we've had people that say that coming to our shows have changed their life. Not even just our show, just being exposed to poetry. Like, it heals you, so we need it.
We do. Well, Miss Poetic Flow, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And I want you to end the show. Yeah, just any last things that you would like to say to your fellow CEO about business. Just give us some words of motivation for somebody that may be listening because you are full of life. So
keep doing what you're doing, sis. Know that another woman is not your competition, but your collaboration. Let's link up. Let's embrace each other. Let's go to the top. I was just reading somewhere where Memphis, especially our city, is growing for women in business. Like, it's being one of the top cities for women in business. So we are doing something right. So I say let's keep doing it. Let's keep pouring out into our communities, into our people. Let's make everybody around us stronger, because at the end of the day, we run this.
Amen. And let's support each other. Definitely support
each other.
Yeah. If you can't be there physically, sow a seed, you know, do whatever you can. Get some words of advice.
Buy a seat, buy something.
Absolutely.
I mean, if I see my sisters, my women selling something, I'm buying it. You know, we have to do that. And we have to make a way to do it. I know that money is tight, but that's the only way. We have to make a way to do it. Sometimes we have to sacrifice. Sometimes we have to save up, sometimes you have to choose between, support the movement or go out to the club. You know, which one are you going to choose, because which one is going to help us in the long run? And that's just the way that I see it. So, yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you again for being part of the show and taking time out of your busy schedule. I want to remind our listeners, remember where you started, celebrate where you are, and gear up for where you're going. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Right there, right there. Yeah. Let's go. Hello, everybody. One more time, I welcome you to another edition of the show Musicians War Room. And I'm your boy, I'm your music coach, Tommy Tush. And I'm so glad to be here. I know it's been a while, but I'm back right now, stronger, better, back on my feet, and we are ready to set this on the move. And this is Musicians War Room. This is a place where music people get strengthened, they get energized, they get envisioned, and we share fellowship together to become better people, better singers, better musicians, better Christians. And I'm so glad once again to be with you. I know it's been a while. We've been talking about so many issues that affect musicians and music ministers, from how to start up to how to get mentored. We're looking at the issue of Christian musicians in the secular or in the global music scene, Christian artists in the global music industry. What are the challenges? What are the strategies? What are the things that we are meant to do? And it's been a lot of talking and a lot of attending to basic critical issues. And I'm sure you've learned a lot of things. I've been blessed myself. I've been getting great feedback from people who know that these things that they are hearing, they are things that they need to hear right now, and things that would help them. And I'm so glad once again to be back with you. And today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I want to take some time to just encourage musicians. I want to take some time to just encourage musicians and artists and choir directors and music producers, whatever you do in the music world. I want to just take some time to encourage you. I know that we live in serious, desperate times where at times it looks as if you have so many dreams and you don't seem to know how to go about them. It can be so frustrating, you know, when you have so many things, you are seeing something big, you can see where you want to head to with what God has given unto you, and you don't seem to have what it takes to get there. You know, it's like you are on the river and you can see the fish, you know, the fish all over, but you don't have a net, you don't have anything, and you're wondering, how do I catch this? You know, and I don't know what that pain could feel like when you feel you have great gifts, you have great talents, you have great songs, and there seems not to be a platform for you, or you have you release songs and it seems as if your song is not getting anywhere, nobody's listening to them, nobody cares. You know, for you, you've been a choir director for a while and it seems that your choir is not growing. It seems as if the people you're trying to help every day are actually turning against you, or you're even facing some challenges back home, or do you have health challenges that seem to stand in the way of you moving forward? I want to encourage you. Don't give up on your dreams. What you see, what you have seen for a while right now, it will come to pass. Habakkuk 2 says that the vision is for an appointed time. At the right time, the vision will speak. But you see, in the beginning, the visionaire has to do the speaking. So when you have a dream, when you have something in you burning, at the first stage, people will not believe in you. Nobody will believe in what you carry. People are going to tell you, oh, are you the first person to sing? Oh, do you think you're the first musician? Do you think you're the first keyboardist? Do you think you're the first bassist? Oh, you're coming from a dirty part of town. You're coming from downtown. This place is the high-tech, high-bro areas. No, just know that you can't afford to give up right now. My pastor always says that the last bus stop before you get to your breakthrough is a bus stop called weariness. At that moment in time, you feel like every hope is lost. You feel like, look, let me just give up. Let me drop this music and go do something else. Go look for a job somewhere. I want to encourage you to stay on your feet. I want you to know that God sees what you're going through. A God who has called you is the one that will take you through this. I know you've been doing so many things, you've been trying to make headway, but I want you to know that the challenges you're facing are actually signs that you are on the right path. You see, anytime you are on your path of destiny, that means you are opposing the enemy. So the enemy will come to attack you from all fronts. If you're on the same road with the enemy, you won't face any attack. But because you're on your path of destiny, the enemy knows what you're about to achieve for God's kingdom, and so it will come with all the fiery darts. It will come with all challenges from everywhere. So you have to stay upbeat, stay on your feet. Don't give up. Don't listen to people who tell you that you can't do it, because I know that you can do it. There are many things that God has placed on your inside, and those things will come to pass. But you have to just give yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. The Bible says that David at a time encouraged himself in the Lord. Many things were happening to him, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. Always, always go back to God. Always be a person of prayer. Understand that God is your father, and one thing I know about a father is that he always provides for his own. All right, okay, I'm going to share more things with you after this break on how to stay upbeat, how to stay encouraged, how to stand your ground, and how to fulfill your dreams. And I'm going to come back after this music break to share those things with you. Here is a song titled Abba Father. Here is a song titled Abba Father by Tommy Tush. That's me, of course. So you're going to enjoy it. I want you to just release your heart, release your spirit to worship God, release your soul to worship God. And I want you to know that today as you're about to enter into another phase, another part of the year, another part of your purpose, of your dreams, and you're thinking, okay, what have I achieved for the past months, for the past 6 months? Haven't done so much. But I want you to know that better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And so it doesn't matter how the beginning phases have been for you, I want you to know that the end is going to get better because you have a Father and you have a Shepherd in God. God bless you. I'll see you after this break.
With your hearts lifted in worship and boldness in your spirit, you can approach the throne of grace to worship the great I Am that I Am, the King of Kings and the Lord of all the earth. And He's still your Father. Hallelujah. Rhythm of Life. Sing it. Sons worship, let the sons worship. Hallelujah. You are. You will be forever. From the worshipers at Abba Father. You are the great I Am that I Am. That is the name. Higher than any mountain, higher than anything, we call you. Come on, call Him with boldness. Because one thing has started. You are mine and you will be forever. One more time, lift your voice and call Him Abba Father. By Him we can come in and just worship. Thank you for access to your throne. Thank you for grace. Thank you for your blood. My Father, my Father, you are mine. This relationship is forever. Now if you know it, come on, sing it. You're my God. And I know that I am yours. Lord, my source and my sustainer is you, Jesus. You are my past and eternity, my now and my destiny. My future is joined in you, Jesus, because everything is wrapped up in you. Come on, singing of a Father, nobody like you, Jesus. You are the great, you are God. Come on, if you love Him, call Him Abba. Call Him Abba, Father. You're mine, and you will be forever. And you will be forever. My Father, my Father, I bow to worship the great I Am. Worship the God of all the earth. You are Abba Father. Jesus, you are. You will be forever. Hey, you're my God. Hey, and I am yours. Jesus, my sustainer is you. My now, my everything is wrapped up. In you I live, in you I move and have my being. I don't have nobody else but you. Oh, you hold my life together. My past, my eternity. You are my now and my destiny. My future is secured in you. Everything holds in you. Come on into your voice and call and have a
worship you. I know who you mean to me. I know who you are to me. You may be God, but you are my Father. Hey, you will be forever. I lift up my hands to worship. I lift up my heart to worship. I call you Father. I call you God. I call you my heaven. You are God Most High. Yeah, yeah. Hey. You are God Most High. Oh, oh. And you will be forever. You will be forever. Come and sing it. You are God Most High. Yes, you are.
The songs exalt him, worship him, he is your Father. Thank you, Jesus. Abba, Father. Hallelujah.
Wow, wow. God is indeed a good, good Father. He is indeed a good, good Father. And there's nothing like having a Father that is responsible. That was Abba, Father, one of my first couple of singles, one of the first singles I did. And many a times I've discovered that many of us in today's world, we have issues with relating to God as a Father because we have not had good examples of men who are fathers. All right, many people have experienced absentee fathers, fathers who were not responsible, fathers who abused their families, abused their children, fathers who did not provide for their home, who did not provide financially, who didn't provide emotional security, who didn't provide anything for their family. And so when you say God is a father, you find it difficult to really accept that concept of God as a father that would provide, that would foresee your needs and then make provisions for them. But I want you to know something, that God is indeed your Father. And I want you to know that because He's your Father, He knows the things that you need. He would not leave you alone. He would not leave you stranded. And I'm talking to that music person, that choir director, that artist somewhere in the world, anywhere you're listening to me from, who is in the middle of a situation right now. You are in a transition and you're trying to move from one point to another. You're trying to get yourself to another level, and you're asking yourself, when will I leave this face that I am? What I've come to tell you today is that God is your Father, and He is just waiting for you to call on Him. Now, you see, there's an African adage that says that until a child lifts up his or her hands, the parent or anybody won't carry the child. And so what I'm trying to say is that you need to let God know that you need His help. Many of us as artists, we get so cocky and get so proud with our gifts. We feel that because we have a great voice, because we can do our riffs and runs, because we have great songs, that means that the industry will just part way for us like the Red Sea parted for Moses. It's not going to happen like that. Many times we need to call on God. You know, my pastor said something a couple of days ago that struck me. He said that at times that God Himself loves to play hide and seek. He wants to see if it seems like God is hidden from you, will you seek for Him? Many of us are not even asking God questions about our music, about our career, about our ministry. We're not asking God questions about what He has called us to do. We feel that, yeah, I've got a great song, I've got a great studio, I've got a great skill, I'm going to go record the song and everybody's going to listen to it. I'm going to be on number one on all the charts. And it doesn't happen like that, and you're asking yourself, does God exist? Yes, He exists. But you see, you just banked on your gifts. You banked on your abilities. You did not involve God in that equation. You see, vain is the help of man. You may have the horses on the day of battle, but you see, victory still belongs unto God. So many of us need to get out on our knees and actually invite God into our careers, into our ministry, into our music. You need to call on to God. Tell Him to help you. Let God know that indeed you need Him. So that is one way, because you see, if men promise you things, men can fail you. So it's time for us as music people to begin to act like we really need God and to begin to call upon Him. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, I'm going to answer you. He says that, look, if you walk into the water, you will not be consumed. If you walk in the fire, you will not be burnt. So I want you to know that one of the things you can do for yourself in this season, when everybody is crying downcast, when everybody is saying, look down to us, nothing is going to work, you have God on your side as a father. Remember, Psalms 23 says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means that God Himself is concerned not only about your needs, but even about your wants. And so those things that you desire, He can do them for you, but you have to call on Him. So what I'm trying to tell you is, your encouragement is not just saying, well, I can make it. This is not just trying to self-affirm yourself. Yes, I'm great, I'm good. Those things are good. It's awesome to make confessions of faith or to make positive statements about yourself. But you have to involve God. Pray. I know some of you listening to me right now, you're feeling down. I've met many choir directors who feel like dropping music, dropping choir, running away from church. I've met a lot of artists who have poured in so much into music and yet nothing is coming out for me, and they've been spending years doing it. You see, don't give up on the eve of your coronation. You are just about to get to that point. You're about to get to the point where God has destined you to be. You have been writing those songs and you have not gotten anything from it. From the natural perspective, yes, you expect that when you release the song, it will be on every radio station, and it's not even happening yet. But I want to encourage you not to give up. Remember that the reward comes to those who do not quit. So you have to keep on working. Keep on working. Involve God in what you are doing. Ensure you pray. Keep on working. Don't give up. The moment God has given you a dream, know that that dream will come to pass, but it will only come to pass at the appointed time. There is something called a due season. You may have a need season where you feel that you need something, but that need season may not be the due season. But you see, in the due season, when God sees that you don't give up, what you have been working on will come to pass. Now, remember this, if you're planting cereal, let's say you're planting corn or something, it will come out and germinate fully in probably 3 months or 4 months. But when you're looking for a palm tree, you're going to have to wait. For an oak tree, you have to wait for years. So many of you are building, and what you are building is solid. You are not trying to build something that will just come out in 3 months and it will just go down. Something that will last for years will take time. So please and please, I'm encouraging you and I'm speaking to your heart. I speak strength to your spirit. I speak strength to your soul. I speak strength to your dreams. And I pray that your knees will not be feeble. Your hands will be strengthened in the name of Jesus. I'm going to come back and share one more tip with you on how to stay upbeat. After this music break, this is a beautiful song that you're going to listen to. Nobody Like God, There's No One Like Our God by Emily Yone. Powerful worship song. God bless you.
You're the great and mighty God, and you reign in majesty. The God who lives forevermore, my Lord and King, you ever be. You're the great and mighty God, and you reign in majesty. You're the God who lives forever. Lord and King you ever be. Oh, oh, yeah. Mountains fall and thunders roll at the call of your name. 'Cause now you, Lord of Lords, no God compares with you. You'll be Baba, Alpha and Omega. There's no God like you, no God like you. You'll be Baba, Helper and Provider. There's no God like you, no God like you. The ocean wonder, my redeemer, Savior, my provider. You are the strong and breast-aid one. You that do the things you say you would do, you're faithful to your word, all sufficient. That's who you are.
Yeah, no one like you, no one like you. There's no one like our God. All right, before I round off the show, that was Emily Yonen, No One Like You, that you listened to. I want to share two things with you, and I'm going to be off for this episode. Now, I've told you about involving God in your dreams. I've told you about having the grit, not giving up, encouraging yourself in the Lord. But I need to also tell you that you need to also audit your life, audit your career, audit your ministry. What are the things that you are doing that are not getting you the results that you want? drop those things. What are relationships that you have around you as a music minister, as an artist, that those relationships, they are not adding value to you, they are sucking away life from you? Drop those relationships. You have 6 months before the year runs out. You have so much you can achieve. So do an audit. Do a self-appraisal. What are the things that are not getting you results? You've been investing so much in doing those things. You're not getting anything from them. Please drop those things. Destiny is not emotional. Life is not emotional. Don't have a relationship around you that is not adding value to you. So audit yourself. Do all those things you need to do. Take away from you, cut away from you things that you don't need, so that you can make the best of the rest of the year. And I'm going to tell you this, one of the things you need to do is that you need to go back to your dreams and start writing down how can you achieve those things in small bits, in small bits. So you want to have a big concert, you want to have a big this, a big that, but you can do those big things in a small way first. Many of us as artists, we try to wait for how when we're going to have some big money to do some big things, whereas we can actually affect our world and our generation in a small way with a small level of productivity in our own corner. So please do those two things, add it to what I shared earlier on, and I'm going to hear great testimonies from you concerning your music. My name is Tommy Tush, once again, your music coach, and I'm signing out. I want to say thank you to my in-house producer who is helping me with all these recordings, Dot Keys, executive producer for FMW Radio, Finding My Way Radio Network, Kayla Paget. Thank you so much for giving my voice to the world. I'm going to join you again on another episode of Musicians War Room. God bless you. Have a great second half of 2018. See you.
There's a feast prepared, and haters can only stare, cause favor covers me, yeah. I'm preferred wherever I go. When I talk, it's like I know it all, cause favor covers me, covers me, yeah. I'm a blessing everywhere, I'm sought out and needed, cause favor covers me, covers me. Cause I'm seated, seated in a heavenly place. Oh, hey, yeah, I am above worldly influence. Ha ha, tell me, will you be a
mama?
Will you be a mama?
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, you're welcome on board today. This is 25 Minutes with Bookie on Finding My Way Radio Network, USA World, and the track you just listened to is a track from Olukemi Funke. That's a latest single entitled I Am That I Am. Our God is I Am That I Am, and He is the all in all. If you're listening to me right now, Olukemi Funke, that was a fantastic one from you. And she also featured another wonderful, you know, gospel recording artist, Jane Bossier. God bless you. Wherever it is you are, I pray for more grace for the two of you in Jesus' name. I like to thank My producer, Kayla Paget, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for being there always. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all that you're doing for the body of Christ. May the Lord increase you and may He honor you all the days of your life in Jesus' name. Today is going to be a very quick one. It's going to be a very, very quick one. And then we are going to be looking at the book of Acts. We're going to be looking at the book of Acts, chapter number 1. I go reading. I was just reading about, you know, Jesus. I decided to go into the book of Acts. And the very first verse I saw, I had read this particular portion of the Bible so many, many times. But that particular day when I was reading it, I saw something and the Holy Spirit was trying to teach me something based on the scripture I saw. And that is what I have come to share with us today. I pray that you will be blessed by this broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you as we share your word. As we go into your word this afternoon, this morning, this evening, depending on where everyone is listening from, I pray that this blesses someone in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you touch his soul. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will reach out to somebody right this minute, right this moment, in the name of Jesus. And they will turn to something very beautiful for you. They will turn a new leaf in the name of Jesus Christ. And the power of the Holy Spirit will hit them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And it shall be well with them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Breathe on your word, O God. Breathe on this message, O God. In the mighty and in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. And it's in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, verse number 1. And I read. I said, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. And I'm going to go back to verse 1, which says that Theophilus of all, which says that the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. And that's going to be the focus for today. I'm still going to go down and read. There's another scripture I'm going to dwell a bit on. But this is what I am dwelling on this morning, this afternoon, this evening, depending on where you are listening to me from. Now we have Christians. We have people. We have preachers who teach. And they teach something else. And they do something else. I have not come to condemn anybody. But like the Holy Spirit taught me, inspired me, and opened my eyes to see that when Jesus came, he started to do. The Bible says, of all, he began both to do and to teach. Jesus Christ didn't come on earth to teach us without giving us examples. He led the life he wants us to lead. He led the kind of life he wants us to follow. He gave the examples of how he wants us to live. Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. And I am bringing that to you today. In case you are there as a public figure, or you are there as a Christian, and you are there, you teach, and you go back and do something completely different from what you preach, from what you teach. Hallelujah. That is what we call hypocrisy. And God is not mocked, because he sees your heart, He sees the things you do behind the scenes. Christianity is more of what we do behind the scene. Or let me say, yes, it's more of what we do behind the scene, and then it's more of what we do when nobody is watching us. Hallelujah. You take care of your closet. Your relationship with God must be perfect. Your altar of worship must be pure. And then what you do when nobody is watching. What do you do when nobody is watching you? When nobody is there to criticize you? When nobody is there to put you on the spot? When you're not in the public view? What do you do? And what do you teach? And that was what was coming to me. That I don't just want to be a teacher of the word. I don't just want to be a hearer of the word. I want to be a doer of the word. Like the Bible tells us. As children of the Most High God, we are supposed to do, and then we are supposed to teach. Hallelujah. Like the Bible says, that this account is made of all Jesus began both to do and to teach. He didn't just teach. When he gathered the disciples together, there was a point where he washed their feet. That is humility. He didn't just talk about humility, but he led a life of humility. He was humble in every way. He was humble in all ways. Hallelujah. And I just saw this and I was like, I'm not sure I had seen this before. But I tell you that I have read this portion of the Bible so many times. But this is the very first time it is actually sinking into me that of all Jesus began to do and then to teach. Hallelujah. And then to teach. Hallelujah. And another thing I want us to look at from the scripture is this. Another thing I want us to see, reading further. The Bible says in verse 6, it says, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Hallelujah. I have dwelt on the first thing I saw, began to do and teach. I am encouraging you today, what you teach, begin to do. Do not only talk about it. Let the world see what you were doing and let them learn from what you were doing, not only from what you're preaching. Do as I do. You don't say do as I say. This is what the Lord did and this is what the Lord wants us to do. So this is what you will do because this is what you want the world to do because it's the right way to live. And now this is another thing I want us to show from the scripture before we call it a day today, that it is not for us to know the times and the seasons. There's one problem with humanity. We are too in a hurry. Always in a hurry, always wanting to know. But I tell you, the Bible is saying, Jesus Christ said, it is not for you and I to know the times and the season which the Father has put in his own authority. God is the highest authority. He's in charge. He owns the times. He owns the seasons. And he has allotted this to what time? That to that season. And then we are supposed to wait. He said, but you shall receive power. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Oh my goodness. And when I got to this portion, I was just like, okay, the Holy Spirit showed me. He said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. If you have the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of you, you have the hand of the Lord upon you, you have the Spirit of the Lord upon you, you have got power. That is, whatever it is the Lord has told you to do, he has given you that power to operate. He has given you the power to be witnesses to him. Hallelujah. To witness. Hallelujah. To be a witness with the Lord. Hallelujah. To reach the world for Jesus Christ. You have got the power in you. As a Christian, as a child of God, you have got the power in you to do what the Lord has commissioned you to do. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is the one who walks through us. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps us with everything. The Holy Spirit is He that is helping me to reach out to you right now, because I have the Spirit of the Lord upon me. Hallelujah. I have the hand of the Lord upon me. The anointing is there for me to operate on. Hallelujah. So if you allow the Holy Spirit in your life, if you allow the Holy Ghost in your ministry, if you allow the Holy Spirit to direct you in your profession, in everything you do, you got the hand of the Lord upon your life. He is going to help you, and you're going to witness for Him, and you are going to reach the world for Jesus Christ. You are going to reach a world for Jesus Christ. You are going to win souls for Jesus Christ. You are going to be out there in the name of Jesus with the power of the Holy Ghost, reaching your world for Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of God, reaching out to the poor in the spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. To set free those who are in prison. People are in prison waiting for your light to shine. So you have got to recognize that the Holy Ghost is available for you to access. Amen. You have got to submit to the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of you, because the power of the Lord is available to you, but you have got to see it. And I'm going to go back and read something to us right now that I also saw. The Bible says that Jesus said, "You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water." This really got me. "But you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." This was what preceded the scripture I just read. It says, "You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Do you have the Spirit of God in you? Have you been baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Hallelujah. Because that is where the power is. The Holy Spirit is the powerhouse of the Lord. Oh my goodness. Oh, you have got to recognize the power of the Holy Ghost. And you have got to yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. You have got to yield yourself to the Spirit of the living God. And I pray that you will be able to submit yourself to the Spirit of God, because He's beckoning on you. By way of this message, the Lord is beckoning on you. By way of this ministration, the Lord is reaching out to somebody that you are to get up and yield to the Spirit of God on the inside of you and begin to do exploits for God. The Bible says that they that know their God, they will be strong. Even in the midst of trials, they will be strong and they will do exploits. The Lord is waiting for you to do exploits, because He has commissioned you already. He has called you like He called the apostles, and He empowered them. And He said when they receive the Holy Spirit, the power for them to do everything, to carry out all the instructions will come on them, and they will be able to do. Hallelujah. And don't forget, both to do and to teach began talking about all Jesus began to do. And to teach. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So it's the power of God that helps us with everything. It's the Spirit of God that helps us with everything. And I pray for you today that you are going to get up and rise up to the task. You're going to get up and you're going to yield yourself to the Spirit of the Lord by the special grace of God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It says of all that Jesus began both to do and to preach. And don't forget, that's the main focus today. Both to do and to preach. You have got to do and preach. Not that you teach and don't do. Or you preach and don't do. And it applies to me that I am teaching, that I am preaching right now. That I am going to do what I am saying to you right now. It is not just about what I say, but it's much more about what I do. It is much more about the way I live my life. It is much more about the way I carry on my day-to-day activities, my relationships with people. How do I manage my struggles? How do I manage my trials? How do I manage my life? Jesus came, he led the perfect example. And that is why I did a song recently. And we're going to use a song to wrap up this show today. My hero, that is loaded. There are so many heroes, heroes of faith, heroes in the world. But for me, Jesus is the only true hero because he is the perfect example of what God wants me to be. And I call him my hero because he represents every good thing that I am supposed to be as a child of God. Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. And that is what we are going to be playing right after now. And I want to pray with you right now. You just join your faith with my own. I join my faith with yours. As you lift your hands wherever you are, wherever it is that you are listening to me from now, I pray that the power of the Lord will reach you in the name of Jesus. And if you have missed it, if you have derailed, if all you do is to carry on, you know, a public appearance and there's something else you do behind the scene, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be able to match what you teach the world with what you do in the name of Jesus, both in the view of people and behind the scene where nobody sees you in the name of Jesus. I pray for salvation of souls right now in the name of Jesus. Peradventure you stumbled on this broadcast and you do not even have a clue what we are talking about here. I pray that the power of the Lord will reach you in the name of Jesus. No matter where you are, no matter how far deep you are in sin, the Lord is able to save your soul right now, right this minute, under this unction, under this anointing, under this power. That the Lord is able to save you, and then you'll be able to come to help. You'll be able to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You'll be able to accept him, the only gateway to heaven, to God. You'll be able to accept him as your own Lord and Savior by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray it is well with you. And I pray that you will learn to love the Lord because the Lord loved you first and you will accept his love and you will learn to love him like he wants you to in the name of Jesus. And then you will be able to share this with some people very, very, you know, soon in the nearest future in the name of Jesus. Somebody will also get up and begin to do something similar to what I am doing, depending on whatever it is that the Lord is calling you to do. I pray that you receive the grace right now in the name of Jesus Christ to go forth in the name of Jesus Christ and make disciples of all nations like the Lord commanded in the name of Jesus. And it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. And don't forget what we have spoken about today in the book of Acts, what Jesus began to do and to teach. So you go and do what is right and teach. Hallelujah. And then remember that it is not for you to know the times and the season. God has set apart to do his things. He is the highest authority and he knows best. He makes everything beautiful in his own time. You don't have power over that. You have got to learn to wait patiently. Like Habakkuk 2:3 says, so wait, though it tarries. The vision is yet for an appointed time. It will definitely come to pass. It will not go without being fulfilled. What the Lord has proposed. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that you yield to the power of the Lord because you receive power when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you in the name of Jesus and you'll be able to use the power that you have in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much. And this has been 25 Minutes with Buki on Finding My Way Radio Network in case you are just joining the show. And to wrap up the show, we are going to be playing a track for you entitled My Hero, I'm in Love with You. You go right ahead and make Jesus your hero, your standard. That's the only true standard. And that's a song from me. My name is Buki Adediro. Until I come your way again, it's been a very wonderful time on the show today. I love you all. Goodbye and have a very wonderful day, wonderful morning, afternoon or evening, depending on where you're listening to me from. Goodbye for now.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA.
1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
Hi, children around the world. It's me. It's Princess Leah, the princess who is country. Yeah, I'm country. Howdy. That was bad. Hi, my twin, Kayla Padgett, the CEO of Finding My Way Network. You are my twin. It's so good to finally say your name again because I love you. So today, guys, I will be talking about, on this lovely Shabbat, bullying. I know y'all are, no, not bullying. You guys are melting right there. That's why you say bullying and you're melting right now. Okay. No, it's not going to be bad. We're just going to talk about how you can prevent it and stuff. Personally, for me, Princess Leah, and I got a score for you guys in case you want to look it up yourself. So we're just going to talk about that. And we have some scriptures about what Yah says about bullying. And at the end, we are going to look at two Bible characters that have been under peer pressure, I believe. Not necessarily bullying, but peer pressure. And we're going to get into that and the difference between that and bullying. So let us begin the RPG. This isn't an RPG. Okay. Dictionary definition. I have verbs, the nouns, and that's it. Bullying, the verb. That means we're doing an action, little children. To seek harm, intimidate someone who is perceived as vulnerable. So, you older kids know what I mean. In case you little kids don't know, intimidate means to scare somebody, basically. Make them feel like, you know, that they're not good enough, or just make scared, basically. And a bully, that's a noun, a person who habitually, like, basically just does it for no reason. They already know they want to do that. Just for fun, basically. I don't know why anybody would be happy about bullying somebody, but habitually seeks to harm or intimidate those whom they perceive as vulnerable. And now we have a definition for cyberbullying. This is a noun. The use of electronic communication, that's like your phones, your tablets, you know, your iPads and your Androids and your Samsung. This is copyrighted, isn't it? And just basically all that. To bully a person, typically by sending messages of an intimidating or threatening nature. They're just sending you messages like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't feel bad about that. Sorry. Okay. How to prevent bullying. And this is where we get into my source for where I found this. You're going to have to do this, little kids. You're going to have to, you know, do your book reports and your summaries, and you got to find a source. That's what I did. Okay. My source for this information was, you can write it down if you want to. I don't know. Memorize it. I don't know. Just want to know what it is. It's www.stopbullying.gov/kids. And you need it again, www.stopbullying.gov/kids. You can stay protected by caring for people the right way, knowing what to do if you're being bullied, how to be safe during cyberbullying, protecting your peers, and finding out what you can do to help. Sometimes we can be mean to others, and at times we don't know, and we don't even know it. We can just be saying something and it might offend them, and we're just like, oh, clueless. If even that. So we should be careful about what you say to others. Most of all of us have that feeling when we just want to be mean to others. Even if we're just being bored. Some of us don't have anything to do and we're just like, ah, hey, let's go make fun of so-and-so.
No, let's not do it. Why do I sound like Pinkie Pie? That's copyrighted. Why do I sound like that? Okay, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. If this happens, hurry and get active by doing something else. Like, I would not recommend this, but we all do it. We all have to do it. We all have to get on Fortnite and our little games and whatnot. We all have to do that. So if you have to do that, do what you got to do. Go out and play with your friends or something. Do something. Just don't bully anybody. And try talking to an adult, maybe your parents, a school counselor, your sisters, your brothers, somebody, so they could teach you ways to be kind. Just because people are not like you doesn't mean you have to pick on them. I need an example. Let's see. Let's just say somebody is 10 feet tall. This is just, I'm just saying something. I don't literally think anybody would be that tall. What if they are? They're not that. 10 feet tall, have green and purple hair, and has really big eyes and wears glasses. That's no reason why you should make fun of that person. I think that'd be cute, actually. That would be a really great person to see. I know you guys were thinking, like, what? But I would personally love to see that. That sounds very, very, that person sounds beautiful to me. But, hey, that was just coming out of my mind. If anybody's out there that looks like that, good for you guys. I think that's awesome, personally. Okay, back to the subject. What does the Bible say about bullying? So I got a couple of scriptures here. I'm just going to read them, and some of them I will tell you what I think they mean. So first one is 1 John 2:9. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in darkness. What I think this one means, I'm not going to do all of them, but just this one. Anyone, that means if you're saying, like, oh my gosh, I love the Lord. He is my best friend. Yeah. But you're making fun of somebody and you're just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's weird. You're still in darkness. You don't really love the Lord as much as you say. You could love the Lord, just not as much as you say you do. That's bad. But, hey, we can get back on track. I believe in you. 1 John 3:15. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. Ouch, that's better. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. That has gotta hurt. You're a murderer! Oh, it's okay, guys. Just don't bully anymore. That's the whole point of me talking about this. Telling you that it's bad. And giving you some advice and wise counseling on what to do, of course, but it's horrible! For the Spirit of God, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So what I think this means is the Spirit of God, why did he say Spirit? The God, Spirit God gave us doesn't make us timid, so you should just hide behind a tree whenever you see a bully or someone who's being bullied. I know! You should go up. You have power. You have courage. Go up there. Take up for your friend. Tell the principal. You are a hero. And love. You should love other people. Like, even the bully. You could say that you can love the bully even though he's mean to you. That does do some good. You heard the saying, you can draw more bees with honey than vinegar. So maybe you can just, like, pray for them and be nice to them. You can show them, hey, this guy's amazing. He's blinding me to him. Let's be friends now. That'd be really cool, actually. But I also think this means you can love that person who's being bullied. I mean, they might not be showing them much love because that bully may affect some other people may just be, hey, that is kind of funny about them. And you're just kind of feeling lonely. So you go up to them, they still want to lunch, you go up to them and be kind. Self-discipline. Now, I think this means you don't bully. You're coming out for me, Bubble. Yes, my gosh. You don't go out and bully people because you have self-discipline. You don't just go around saying things just for the fun of it. I don't know why anybody would think that's fun, but hey, that's them, guys. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God is with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. I think this means that you are brilliant and courageous and brave. You should not be afraid of a bully. Just walk away. They'll get fired eventually. They're not going to keep on bullying you if it gets boring. I mean, look at that. You look funny. And you're going like, dot. Keep walking. This is getting boring. I'm going to do something else. Ah, that was a great strategy. I am so smart. We are smart guys. We are the smartest in the world. And I'm pretty sure everybody is listening, so everybody's smart. Yeah, that's a great, great compliment. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up. And according to their needs, that may benefit those who listen. My interpretation, you shouldn't bully other people. Don't say things that you know will hurt people, okay? It's not nice. We don't do that to people. And I remember, for little kids, I just remember something that happened a while back. My niece and I, we went to the park with my sister, and there was this little girl here. I don't know if this was her way of playing or not, or she was just trying to be mean, but they were on the swing, and she's like, I'm going higher than you. And apparently she wasn't actually thinking about it that much because she didn't really know what was going on. And I was just getting agitated, guys. I was like, the little kid, they play like that. Calm down, Leah. Just calm down. You are a princess. Have some etiquette. I have no etiquette at all. But that just kind of, you know, rubbed me the wrong way. But for kids, I don't even think she knew that she was being mean like that. I also have some hashtags. I'm not going to, you know, get into them because, well, I don't really think it matters. And we're going to get into the differences between bullying and peer pressure. Even I myself have gotten bullying confused with peer pressure. In my words, peer pressure is when a group of people your age or have similar interests with you may be doing something that you know your guardian, even yourself, as a matter of fact, might not agree with. The good news is you may or may not give in. But with bullying, unlike peer pressure, which usually just deals with exclusion, you may be dealt physical harm. Although peer pressure is just as serious as bullying, although peer pressure isn't as serious as bullying, it is still a major problem in our society. And just so you won't be alone in this, guys, Princess Leah is going to give you some of her experiences, you know, just so you can get the feel of how it goes with peer pressure and whatnot. My experiences with peer pressure, although I haven't been bullied, I have gone through peer pressure numerous times. Once I was sitting next to a classmate at school, and she told me, great, now we can pass notes to each other. And I'm like, no, we can't. I'm not doing that. And they're like, but the teacher can't see us. And I'm like, I don't want to risk it. I'm not doing that. No. What if God doesn't like it? He's watching me. The heavens open up. The sad, angelic music. Okay, you guys get it. A very interesting time was when I had to get ready for a violin concert. At first, I went to wear casual clothes, but in an email, my violin coach / instructor recommended my group wear our concert attire the whole time. because we had an event before the concert. And I'm like, well, okay, why not? Later on, like at least five to 7 minutes before showtime, I was ready, but the other girls were still getting dressed. I was going on stage to welcome everybody. I was MC, guys. Yep, I am the coolest. You guys know I'm cool. Because you guys are cool. We're all cool. And so my coach commended me for doing what was right and what was best, even though I was the only one. Lastly, my group had to memorize speeches for the holiday. Most people said they would study right before the presentation, but I studied months before we had to do it because my coach made us say our speeches weeks. He did this several times, actually, before our presentation. And me and one other girl were the only ones who knew ours when she asked us to say them. Okay. So, guys, I have some more stuff, but I think I'm going to get into it next time. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to talk about our Bible stories about bullying. I have some more things on how parents, what to do if your child is being bullied, but we're going to go over this again next time, and I'm going to include this in here. And I'm going to have some more Bible stories on bullying, too. That's cool. I'm going to do that. Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego all worshiped the one true God, Yahuwah. Nebuchadnezzar ordered everyone to bow to his golden image. Everyone did except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, I get out of it for today's society is there might be someone who is popular and everyone is following his or her trends. But when that person advises people to do something that you know isn't right, and you and your friends even don't follow, you're kind of a target until they come to a senses like Nebuchadnezzar did. Esther, Mordecai. Mordecai was Esther's older cousin who took care of her and taught her about Yahuwah God. Even though all the Jews bowed down and basically worshipped him, Mordecai knew that he should only bow down and or worship God Yahuwah. And what I get out of this, guys, is that this is a bit different from the first example I gave with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Instead of doing or worshiping something, somebody doing or worshiping, somebody's doing. They want you to worship them. I mean, they practically want you to be obsessed with them. Just fame craze, guys. Well, that is just a welp. What does welp mean? Well, welp equals well, guys. So you know. And so, I want to say, hey, Caleb Padgett, again, because I love you so much. I love everybody, but I love you because you're my twin. And everybody loves Caleb Padgett, you know? Here's a red bubble. I know that, but it means more because she's my twin. Oh, yeah, good. So thank you all for joining me today. And I'm so glad that you were able to listen to me. Your parents were like, come on, guys, we're going to listen to Princess Leah. We're going to do this. And, yeah, I didn't know they were that enthusiastic, though. So I'm going to pray for you guys real quick, and we will end. Out. All right, you guys. Yahuwah God, we thank you for today. We Sabbath and we rest. Be with our family and praise you. I'm getting hyper. And we thank you for all that you're doing for them and their parents and Kayla Padgett, and that you'll continue to help her with her Finding My Way radio network, and that you continue to bless her. We thank you for your son, Yeshua, dying on the cross for our sins. And we thank you for everybody around the world, and that you continue to help them want to learn more about you. In Yeshua's name, amen. And I want to let you guys know about my PLC Pro Literacy Campaign book, TV, your head. I'm weird. Why would there be a TV in your head? You guys get the point. You think, you know, you create the story, it's in your head, you imagine it, and it's good. Reading is great. And I'm going to be giving away some books in my pro literacy campaign. It's going to be awesome. And I just wanted to let you guys know about that before I, you know, head out. I'm so weird. But thank you guys for joining me today. See you guys. Copyright. Bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.